Hello, welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 462, Feel Good Day. Journaling a couple days ago, and I'm like, yesterday was just a really feel good day. And I was like, you know, why didn't I have a feel good day? And I'm like, here's exactly why. And I'm like, sticky note, episode 462, Feel Good Day. Need one? Want one? Make the choice to have one. It's in your head. So much about what I'm talking about now is in your head. It's in your control, and you got to make decisions. But there's noise, there's clutter, there's other voices that will not allow your mind to be quiet. You need your mind to be quiet so you can be aware, so you can watch yourself. And it is just, again, I'm understanding it now. And, you know, doesn't mean anything to me, but, you know, I'm 58 getting this stuff. So I'm not expecting people to get this stuff and you know, be able to learn it overnight, their life change overnight. But you can start practicing it. You can start practicing anything. But working on you is the best thing you'll ever work on, the most rewarding. And, you know, that I think every episode now is just about that. Like, hey, I've done all that. I've shared all that. You know my past. Here's what I'm experiencing. Here are the fruits of my labor, and I'm up in that. I'm tightening the screws a little bit. I'm getting a little bit better. Why? Because I feel better. Like, I was doing like 2-3 things, and I was like, that's cool, and I was consistent. Little things done consistently, and then that grew, and I felt better, and I had some breakthroughs. And this year, you know, my workouts got a little bit better, and I started feeling even better about the podcast, and then it was feeling better about training. And then my big announcement during this episode is I decided to go back on social media, Instagram. And I wouldn't have done that if I didn't feel good and feel comfortable moving forward. And I'm like, man, I'm just doing more, getting more done. And I feel better and better about the things I'm doing. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm going to share. Come to my well, buy the water I sell. It's for free. That's what I'm selling. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, comments, want to share anything, talk about training, holler at me, proupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. I was just going to say happy Sunday, but you might be listening on a Thursday or any other day. So happy today to you from moi and my best friend Zen, sitting shotgun next to me in the Pro U Podcast Hub, the Zen Garden. Lots to share today. It was funny. I was going to press record and I just paused for a second. I just kind of had a little busy morning. Kind of a lot was in my head, and I was like, I stopped, and I was like, okay, just, and I went, Tom, just breathe. You're not going to be brilliant. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and record. So that took the pressure off, but I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be at episode 462. Last few days have been really good. And just feel this, you know, new level, like this new experience. It keeps getting better. And I'm like, okay, here's what I got to share. Here's what I want people to know. And I was journaling a couple mornings ago. And I'm like, yesterday was just a feel-good day. And I want a feel-good day. And it just stuck with me. So I was arranging some notes or doing something with this for this episode, and I stopped and I went, a feel good day, that should be your plan. I'm like, okay, so people are gonna go, well, do I need a feel good day? Do I want a feel good day? Do I deserve a feel good day? Probably rhetorical. I'm like, well, then just have one. And see, here's the big thing. Now some people are gonna be like, what? And hopefully others, this will resonate with you. You are in charge of having that feel good day. It doesn't mean you had a day off, found a bunch of money, and fell in love. Just the regular day, any day, doing the regular normal stuff you do every day, but you have a feel good day. And this came up because there was one client I was talking to and describing some discomfort, an upper shoulder area, neck area. And so I asked them about what they've been doing lately. He said, I've been at a desk a lot. I'm like, well, there you go. And I said, well, just remember, you're not, you know, glued there. You can, you know, get up and move around a little bit during breaks. You know, if you're part of your job is kind of at home on the computer, Zoom and whatever, you're, you know, in your mind, I'm trapped. I can't move. I can't leave. I got to sit here all day. And that can kind of wear on you because you start thinking what you can't do. And so here's the big, big thing that really has shifted. And I'm 58, on my way to 59, sharing things that I don't expect anyone to get overnight and just go, oh, I was on A, and then I listened to Tom's podcast, and now I'm B. That was easy at all. But I'm like, look, I'm so stoked to have changed my experience. And in such a way that I'm like, wow, I would like to share this. I mean, I dig sharing, I dig helping people. But I'm like, here's, you know, I've shared a bunch of bad stuff. But I mean, here's a little bit of the fruits of the labor. It becomes this mental choice. Like if you, you know, if you think of Nelson Mandela or Tyson, Mike Tyson, you know, got to like either one of them or either one of them or both. But they would talk about prison like it was nothing. It's like this body carries this mind. Where does it matter where this body is? You know, it's all about the mind, what's in the mind. I'm always talking about, you know, between the two ears. That's the most important thing. And not a lot has changed in my life in the last few years except my experience. So stopping going to the external to fix the internal questions, hole, pain, whatever it is. So you have to, you know, you have to go internal to fix the internal stuff. So I was, you know, sharing this client going, look, you know, every 2 hours, you know, or if you're on a, you know, on the Zoom for, you know, 1 hour and you take a half hour break, you know, I don't know what your schedule is. I don't know when your breaks are, but it's not, you know, 12 hours nonstop. So remaining in your chair, you can do ABC. And I would just show them some arm stretches, you know, roll back this, do that, roll your neck, and then do some breathing, like really kind of, oh, that was simple here, you know. And then I was talking to another client, and he just kind of like kind of threw this out that he goes, yeah, my wife is kind of struggling. You know, her job's been, you know, kind of relentless, and she's just kind of, you know, locked in the house, in the room, on the computer, and, you know, doesn't really get out and this kind of thing. And I'm like, you know, I get that so much, but I'm like, if that's status quo, most people are, again, flaming the fire of, see what I can't do, see what I don't get to do, see what I'm not, you know, I'm this bad thing. And again, I get that. I get that view. But there's always a choice to flame another fire, to look at another view. So I made this little video. I go, I'm going to make this little video for this client's wife. And it's just going to be a kind of a suggestion thing. Here's 6 to 8 things for you to do while you're in your chest, in your chair, in front of your computer at your desk. And I said, number one, if you could sit on an exercise ball instead of a, you know, regular chair, you know, it would help because, again, it gets you in that mentality of, okay, I'm sitting on an exercise ball. I should, you know, make sure my lower back's flat, my shoulders are over my hips, navel's tucked into my spine. You know, you just kind of feel more like I shouldn't just slouch and slump over because maybe you got a dope office chair and you just, you know, just kind of slump over in it, you know. So it's like just kind of have that mentality of I don't have to have bad posture when I sit there all the whole day. I can work on my posture the whole day when I sit at that desk. So again, right there, that's the turning. What can I control? What can I do? So if you're sitting on it, so I made the video of if you're sitting on an exercise ball, I mean, you can do majority of them sitting in a chair as well. But I would go, here's your arms, do this. Here's your shoulders, do this. You know, neck, head, side to side. You know, just listed a few of them. And I'm like, here's the great thing. And I'll get into a podcast today as well. Recommend a podcast. You go through, let's say you take person A and they're working, you know, 8-10 hours a day, zooming for work. And they're like, I can't do anything. And I get down, I got to, you know, blah, 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 and eat. And I don't have time to stretch, work out, anything else. It's like, okay, so let's say you do this 30-second breath thing twice a day. Do some deep breathing, square breathing, something. And then two more times throughout the day, whenever you want, 30-second break, 5-minute break, whatever you can manage, just start, you know, start small, little things done consistently. Here's the whole point. Just, you know, put your arms back, roll your neck, you know, just stand up, stretch, bend, you know, just a little something. So you got two breaks of just breathing, closing your eyes, deep breaths, square breathing. And then you got two moments where you're just stopping and trying to move your body somehow. Raise your arms over your head, your neck, whatever it is. You get done with that day and you're like, I did four little things that kind of made me feel a lot better at the end of the day, like physically. But then mentally you're like, wow, I did that. I made myself feel better. Same job, same money, same desk, same everything. But it was just you have A, you know, you have day A or you have day B. A, you sit there, you bum out, you don't do anything, you complain, you flame the fire of what you can't do, what you want to do, how bad it is. Or you have the B day, the option B. Okay, I got to sit here the majority of the day. When I can, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Here's what I can control. Here's what's in my control. That's all in your head. It was a decision, a choice you made in your head, deeming yourself worthy. So now you're doing these things, and pretty soon you go, wow, I did that 3 days in a row. I did those little breaks, and it doesn't interrupt work. It didn't take me away. It didn't, you know, it didn't, it made my day better. It made everything about that day better. And then I did it 3 days in a row. Then I did it 5 days in a row. Now I've been doing it for 2 weeks. Same everything, except you are making yourself better internally by doing things that serve you, that are in your control. And then you just naturally flame that fire. So Scott and I were in this big conversation about action, and he's the king of it, you know, and it's probably why one of the reasons I admire and respect him so much is he's a doer. You know, we kind of joke about him being a blender. He just blends. Just blend. Don't sit there and think. And his biggest thing about advice to anyone, stop thinking. And he sent me these things about thinking, thoughts versus thinking. First one's a quote from Lao Tzu. Stop thinking and end all your problems. Like, if that isn't the most comprehensive answer to everything right there. You want to end 99% of your problems right now? Stop thinking. But I understand that at such a deep level and such a high degree now versus if you would have told me that 20 years ago. Stop thinking. What are you talking about? I wouldn't have understood it. Here's the next one. And this one, again, really resonated with me this year. A crowded mind leaves no space for a peaceful heart. If I have anger in me, there's not a lot of joy. And if there's not joy, there's certain things I don't want to do. Like that I would naturally do. Like, for instance, I'll catch myself humming. I never hummed. I remember my dad one day saying, I used to hum all the time when you were a kid. Like, before all the pain and fear, happened. But I was like, oh, look, I'm humming again. And I'm like, oh, why is that happening? Like, I noticed it. And I'm like, that's kind of like a joyful thing. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you don't walk around humming when you got fear and anger and pain and sorrow and doubt in your head. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So, you know, it's like when you look in the water, if it's still, you see your reflection. If your mind's calm, you can see yourself clearly. If your mind is busy, you can't see it clearly. If the water has ripples in it, you can't see it clearly. You can't see your reflection clearly. And again, we're talking about that level of honesty. It's too uncomfortable for a lot of people. This is a quote I love. We cannot change what we are. We cannot change what we are not aware of. And once we are aware, we cannot help but change. And that's from Sheryl Sandberg. And I love that. You know, because it was, again, once I was like, okay, you learned this. You started meditating. It's like, okay, it's nuts. And but you know it's going to be, it's like, well, how am I? Now I understand it. Now I know I just got to do it and I'll get better at it. And that was, you know, again, what I'm talking about today, about you want to have a feel-good day, do things. Build some good habits, some daily habits. Again, the pro-you list that I've talked about since day one. Have a pro-you list, things that you do every day, 5-6 days a week. I've said that since the beginning. But now even more, like again, I meant that when I said it. But now when I say it 8 years later, it just, it's even different to me. Because there was still all this, yeah, but you got to make money. And yeah, you got to have a relationship. And yeah, you got to work on your family. And yeah, so again, all this energy going to this external things. Because that's what I thought I needed to have and needed to do. But you fast forward, I'm like, no, it's all going to me. It's all going to me. And again, it is so much more a real pro-you, pro-Tom list. Like I just, I wrote down 2 days ago, like what I did that day. And I was like, I'm like, you know, and again, that's, you know, one of the things I really admired about Scott is he just like, you know, chop wood, carry water. That's our little thing. He just doesn't, you know, and he'll tell, anyway, I was, you know, he'll say something. I was talking to so-and-so and they were like, you know, I was, he's like, stop thinking, do it. You know, it just automatically comes out of his, like, you push a button on Scott and that's the number one answer you're going to get from him. Just do it, do something, just take a step, go, action, action, action. And that was one of my sticky notes, the importance of doing action. It doesn't have to be all day long. Like, oh, you're trapped at your computer 12, 14 hours a day, and Tom's telling me that I got to go work out after that. Nope, I got to go to the gym. Nope, I got to go walk outside. Nope, I got to go downstairs and stretch for half an hour and do, nope. I have to like, no, throughout the day. What can you do throughout the day? You can have little pro-you moments. And at the end of that day, you're going to feel better. And at the end of that week, 2 week, month, 6 months, you're going to go, wow, that was a different experience. Ta-da, that's what I'm selling. Come to my well by the water I sell. I'm having a different experience. Oh, you made up with your dad? No. Oh, you're talking to your friend? No. Oh, you're in a new relationship? No. Oh, you're making more money? No. Oh, you have this big booming? No. Nope. Like everything has gotten smaller, less important, less vital. And I was like, you know, 8 years ago, going, what if I just put all this into me? All this energy, all this time, all the thoughts I have into my, you know, in Zen's path. And it got better, and then it got better, and then it got better. But it wasn't until this year when I really got down, okay, the meditating and the journal, here's how I'm framing that, here's how I'm looking at. You know, and one of the things I'm talking about is the working out. It took me three and a half years to reframe what I needed to do as far as a workout. Not what I did for 45 years. So it was like this whole process going, okay, I'm going to do things different, but centered around me, my progression, my evolution, me becoming my best self, the best version of me. What are the things that I'm going to do? And it was like, oh, this and that. I'm like, okay, I'm having a great day. I'm at the park. I'm stretching. I meditated. I journaled this morning. I'm at the park. I'm doing yoga, and Zen's having knee surgery, and I have to go to the dentist before I pick him up. And I'm like having this great day. And I was so aware, so aware. So that was like, okay, you know how you think a little less? Just do stuff. Now, it can't be doing stuff for the sake of doing stuff. I was meditating. I was journaling. I was foam rolling. Then I was going to the park, and I'm like, well, if Zen's just going to kind of sit and chill. And on, you know, that day I was talking about, Zen was obviously not there with me, but I still went to the park, and I still did. I'm like, what can I do? I can just stretch, or I'm like, oh, let me do these balancing things, with, you know, one-legged with, you know, yoga moves. And, you know, I was like, okay, Derek. And I'm like, wow, I just feel so good. And I did that like 2-3 days in a row, and I'm like, it was just so obvious. It was just, I feel better. And nothing, you know, Zen surgery, the money, you know, Zen not being able to walk, the, you know, everything that was, didn't matter. I felt good. And it's only gotten better since then. And then I got better at my little thing I'm working on. Got better at that. Got more like, okay, I'm going to do that. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, all right. Now, here's where I'm going to go with this is I was sitting there and, you know, don't have a bunch of clients and I'm fine. Like, if I can pay my bills, I'm like, stoked, I'm fine. I was kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of cool. You know, make a little more and save. And last month I had a little extra and I was able to save it. And this month, you know, a couple clients went on vacation, a couple clients had COVID, and it was just, and I was kind of like, well, now I'm not going to have that level of money. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do about it? And it literally, I told Scott, I was like, Scott's voice, what are you going to do? Well, I just want to sit here and just think about, I wish my clients would just not get sick, not leave, not go on vacation, not travel. Like, okay, what's that going to get you? So what are you going to do about it? I'm like, and it was just like that. Like, I left social media, and the longer I was off it, the better I felt about not being on it. Because, again, that's energy going to an external thing. And I loved all the energy going to Zen and I. And I was like, well, number one, you like helping people. And when you got to the place with the podcast where you go, I think I have a message, you're like, okay, do this. And it was kind of based on that. Like, for 3 years, I wasn't even really kind of doing a workout. And I'm like, there's not a whole lot to, okay, this is me trying to figure out what I'm going to do today. You know, because I had to, again, I'm not going to get all into it, but really completely restructure what it was that I needed to do. And figuring that out was nothing that I was going to record and post and share. And again, I had enough clients to pay my bills, so I was like, fine, whatever. And I'm like, but if I'm going to get clients, it's jumping back into a gym, which I used to be at, teaching a class, which I used to do, or back on social media. Probably not going to go back to a gym or teach a class anymore. And I'm like, you know, just go back on social media. But here's what you're going to do, like the podcast. And I've evolved on the podcast. I started out kind of one kind of approach and, you know, obviously it evolved into like, oh, here's my verbal journal. This is what I'm doing now. And that's probably what I've done for the last 5-6 years. So my thought was, you know, I like the term proper old. I said, like, I'm old or I feel old. I just like proper old. And I don't know if I really have a real definition for it, but I just liked how it sounded. So that's what I decided to call it, proper old online personal training. And I'm like, that's what I'm just going to share. Now, I'm not going to, you know, my biggest thing I do is foam roller. Well, obviously, I'm not going to just, you know, have video after video of me foam rolling. But I'm like, you know what? Go do it Monday through Friday. You know, one day have a video of you, you know, doing a mobility move, talk about something else, nutrition the next day, show a stretching thing the next day. And on one of the days, you know, I'm going to have one incorporate where I talk about, you know, mental health, mental awareness. So almost like incorporate the Pro You podcast right into, you know, the social media, the Instagram account. That's where I'm going to post it. I still don't know if I want to do Facebook anymore. I don't know. I push a button just to share it automatically, but I don't know if I want to visit Facebook and go on there and do this stuff. I just liked my interaction with Instagram. So that's what I'm going to go with for now and think about for now. But I'm like, you know, and I'll target if you're over 40, if you're over 50, I'm older than my clients. I'm like, this is where you're headed. This is what you're going to do. This is what's going to happen slowly. And when things happen to their bodies, I'm like, oh, do this. Like, I really feel like I'm in a good place where I'm like, okay, if these are the people following me, these are the, you know, the people that I'm targeting, they'll be like, okay, cool. Here's valid information that I can apply to my path. If you're some, you know, young bodybuilder dude, probably not going to, you know, not a lot's going to resonate with you. Weight loss, you know, I'm going to talk about all the different components of fitness and wellness. But I really, you know, I just think it's so much more. And again, this is where I am. Where is my work going? I definitely put in work physically, a lot of work in physically, but mentally, it seems like it's sometimes all day long, which is fine. Like, I'm in a great place. So I'm like, I'm aware all day long and I'm grateful all day long. And I'm aware that I had a really good day and I'm aware of the things I'm doing and I'm aware of how those things are making me feel. So, I mean, I'm in, you know, like a good place, even though I'm in my head all day long. It's a way different experience than being in your head in a bad way, which I was for 48 years. At least 48 years. I was in my head every day, all day long, the moment I woke up, and it took away from everything else that I was doing. And now there's silence, there's quiet, there's no dialogue, there's no chit-chat, there's no white noise. And that was pretty much kind of like the moment that turning 55 when I was like, okay, this is different. And again, nothing had changed externally. I didn't move. I didn't get a job. It was just Zen and I, but I just felt better about everything, and that's kind of grown. So when I go back and go, look, it's about mental things. It's about mental choices. It's about you, the choices you make in your head. I was saying that before, but now it's like I'm at a higher degree, like a higher level, going, all right, it's just literally you can be in prison and be okay. You can be tied to your computer and be okay. Not just survive. You can thrive. Again, I feel like the things that I can control, flexibility, getting better, started kicking again. Now, it's not great. I didn't kick for a long time, but I actually kicked for a very, very long time. And then I haven't really kicked for, you know, I don't know, probably a decade. But it slowly started coming back. I'm like, all right. It was like, that's possible. So cool. I'll keep doing it. And then the core strength, getting stronger. I'm like, cool, I can do that. And then the mobility. I mean, the mobility is the best I've had in 10 years, 20 years. And I'm doing something, at least two things that I never could do. And I'm like, so that's what I'm focused on. That's what's in my head. And I'm like, well, what's going on in my life? I'm controlling what I control. I'm flaming that fire. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good physically. It makes me feel good mentally, emotionally. And then, you know, I'm just pumped that I'm doing it. So now I'm grateful. So I'm in a place of gratitude. I'm 58, not, oh, it took me so long to get here. Nope. I wish I would have had this and this late earlier. Nope. I'm stoked I got what I got now. I'm stoked what I'm going through right now. I'm digging my experience. And again, I'm recording this on a Sunday going, yeah, my last 3 days were like the greatest 3 days. And again, March, April, May, tough months. Tough months financially. Tough months mentally, emotionally. And I was like, dude, I got through that. Way to go, Tom. And this little belief got in. Self-belief. And why was that noticeable? I talked about this last podcast. As I just realized, I didn't really have before. I had my ability to do A, B, and C, whatever that was. But did I have belief, deep, strong belief in me? No. But it was kind of this moment after, like, June. And I was kind of like, dude, you got through that. Like, you got through everything, paid everything. You got money. Like, you're not empty. Like, you did that. And like mentally you did this and started, there's so much to be positive about. So again, looking at the day like, oh, you sprained ankle. Great day. Oh, that happened. Yep. Great day. Oh, learn. Like every day I would struggle, I would learn and it would end. Great day. So it's like in the head. So I'm like, that's one of the, I just can tell. It's going to be a big component of the Instagram proper old training. because I'm like, that's what I'm going to share. You know, I always talk about, I used to say this to my clients, like someone going, look how clean my windshield is as they drove their car off a cliff. Not that important. So you can have abs, you can be super strong, you can be super successful, but how is that noise? What's going on between your ears? Do you have a clue? Can you control it? Did you know you could? Do you think you can control it? So that's going to be the whole thing. So I've mentioned for all being open and being grounded. That just came in. Like, all right, go back on social media. So I was outside 2 days ago, and I was going to start reading, and it was like, oh, you should do this and for videos, and stuff kind of started popping in my head. I'm like, let me go in the house quick. And I wrote a couple things down, and I'm like, oh, I was thinking about, like, oh, I should just get a cartoon beard and just have, like, this old beard and then the proper old training. And I went, oh, I got that cartoon thing from Costa. Nico's brother did a drawing of me and Zen. And so I just cropped my face out of that, put it, and next thing was like half an hour later, and I'm like, I had this logo. And I'm like, well, there it is. Like, it was just coming out. Like, okay, here's what I'm doing. Here's my logo. Here's what I was like 24 hours. I didn't even think about doing it. And just, okay. And it was so comfortable. And it felt just like starting the podcast. Like, oh, now I'm ready to do that. Because I don't want to like, oh, here's what all the fitness people that I follow on Instagram are doing. No, I can't, you know. And I mean, there's some older than me, crazy shit, doing amazing things. And I'm like, yeah, that's not that's not me. Yeah, you're not going to get that here. But just like AA, just like the podcast, what I'm doing now, I can share my experience. So, but now again, it was like I was doing more, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to practice this, and I added it in. And I'm like, okay, now I'm getting more done, and I feel better. I'm like, well, now I'm going to add more. And all of a sudden, I was like, I got papers, I got sticky notes, videos, and then I was writing down video notes, and I was writing down notes for the podcast. And I was going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then I wrote, okay, here's going to be, I went outside, and I went, okay, here's the first video I'm going to shoot. And I wrote it all down. And there were things going, hey, I'm going to mention that on the podcast. I'm going to mention that on the podcast. And I'm like, well, it almost feels like a brother and sister kind of like. It's like, oh, I have this podcast, and I have this Instagram channel, and it's like, oh, they're going to be kind of cohesive. They're kind of going to compliment each other. And I'm like, okay. And then it just felt better. But again, you know, nothing externally got me here. It's not like I was making a bunch of money, getting a ton of clients. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to share my success. I'm like, nope. I got 45 years of working out. I got, you know, X amount of years of, you know, martial arts, kicking. But I got 58 years experience of working on me. And I'm like, you combine all of that, that's what I get to share. That's what I can share. You know, what I've learned, what I've gone through. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll enjoy that. And, you know, if I get a client along the way, super fantastic. But no real expectations. All right. Just seeing if I'm still recording, which is a very important thing to do once in a while. All right, we're just moving on to some sticky notes. Oh, so here's the podcast. It's Work Life, just as it sounds, Work Life with Adam Grant. And the episode is Building Atomic Habits with James Clear. And that's a book that James wrote, was Atomic Habits. And I'm not sure if I'm going to get that book or not, but it was, again, just that thing about doing stuff, you know, and doing a little bit, not trying to do a ton of it. And I was going to listen to it again and take some notes, but that was kind of the gist of it. If you're like, you know, I'm struggling with self-discipline, I'm struggling with organization, I'm struggling with, you know, trying to get my things done in the time I have, time management, whatever it is as far as that daily habit kind of topic heading, give that a listen. And here's something else that I caught online, but Adam Bandelli, change doesn't happen quickly. It takes time. It requires process and steady progress. I love that. Requires process. Process is never a fast and speedy thing. And steady, so consistent, progress. You don't scale a mountain in one day. Rome wasn't built in one night. You must be willing to put in the work. Little things done consistently. Da-da-tsh. You must be able to handle the grind, being comfortable, being uncomfortable. You cannot take shortcuts. There's no quick and easy way to learn valuable stuff. You cannot look for the easy way out. You have to be disciplined, diligent, and operate with determination. All the things I'm talking about. But that will make for a feel-good day. See, I brought that all around. I'm fantastically special, aren't I? You have to think about it as training. Yeah, as something that gets better each day as you put in a little more effort than you did the day before. In time, you'll start to notice a little bit or a change. You become a little bit better than you were in the past. You begin to see a little bit of growth from where you once used to be. All you have to do is just keep stacking days. And I had not heard that before, stacking days. One step at a time. Lay one brick at a time. Make one move at each point along the way. As long as you keep stacking days, you'll get to your desired outcome. You'll achieve your goals. You'll get to where you want to be. Remember, everything that you want is on the other side of hard. I like that. Everything you want is on the other side of hard. Reps remove doubt. So no matter what, just keep stacking days. So what have I been saying? Make a pro you list. Keep doing those little things consistently. Want to have a feel-good day? Control the things you can. Flame the fire of what you get to do, what you can do, what you have. And be grateful and build upon that. And it all starts in the head. It all starts in the head. This is a guide to stop thinking. Eliminate things that make you more prone to thinking, or things that cause you to be in a fight or flight mode. Eliminate as many things and actions in your life that do not inspire you or excite you. Create an environment that helps put you into a non-thinking state. Again, quiet, no noise, no dialogue. Create a morning activation ritual to help you start your day in a peaceful, non-thinking state. What have I been talking about? Meditating, journal. When I get up, I walk in, I do things on the walk that, you know, are on my pro you list. But when I come back, boom, meditate, make coffee, journal, boom. Create a morning activation ritual to start your day in a peaceful, non-thinking state. And I get done, I'm like, wow, there's nothing in my head. This is fantastic. And that's built. That has gotten stronger. That just sounded weird for a second. But I mean, like, oh, I've got, like, I feel better. And I just feel like doing more. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing all these things now, like pretty consistently. Like, again, 5-6 days a week, I'm doing like these 8-10 things. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back online. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start making videos. I'm going to da-da-da-da-da. I was like, where is all this from within? And I've always said that, like I learned that. It's like, it's not a book, a podcast, a person, a place I went to that I'm experiencing. All this good is coming from within me. I was in my way because of the noise in my head. And that's it. When there's a noise in your head, you don't realize that you're in your own way. And I'm saying that that's exactly what it is, and that's exactly where I was. My anger was not helping me at all. I was in my way. But there was so much noise in my head, I couldn't see that. And who was going to tell me? I had, you know, anger issues. I had a temper. You know, I was struggling just to, you know, get through. I wasn't going to stop, pause, reflect, try to quiet my mind. That wasn't happening. All right. Use this space to receive insights from infinite intelligence to help you navigate through life. I love that. Create space in your day to able to be able to decompress, relax, return to a state of non-thinking. See, that's what's vital. That's what's important. You can't do that if you're, I'm so busy, I got this to do, I got to make money, I got to pay bills, I got to be a consumer, I got to just do every human construct, I got to keep up with the Joneses, I got to work on that next thing. You're not going to create a space in your day to be able to decompress, relax, return to a state of non-thinking. You're not going to. Write out things you can do during your day that help you achieve this. Oh, sounds like a pro you list, doesn't it? It could be journaling, taking a walk, meditating, playing with your pets, taking a nap, doing yoga, or anything relaxing. Come on. All the stuff I'm talking about. I got backup, yo. All right, onward. So, with this client that said his wife was kind of trapped all day behind a computer, and I sent that video, and I didn't hear back from her that she had got it, and I just asked my client, like, look, I just want to know that she got it. He goes, yes, she got it. I said, okay, that was it. Like, I just put that out in the cloud, in my mind. If she watches it, cool. If she gets something from it, cool. If she takes one thing, cool. If she starts doing a little bit and doing more and affects her, yay. If she doesn't look at it, if she doesn't get moved by it, if she, whatever. Like, that's the open and grounded thing. I just like, you know what? I should just make a little video and do it. And now I'm open to that. That came in. I felt like doing it, so I did it. But I have no expectations. Oh, I want her to, you know, thank me. Nope. Not. I even told my client. I go, I didn't do it for anything. I go, I just want you to make that known. If I never hear about it, it's not why I did it. And that's where I'm operating. I'm going to do things. If I have a thought, I'm going to do it. Like, oh, I'm going to do stones today. I'm at the beach. I did stones at the beach that day. You know what I mean? I'm going to do this. I'm going to be open to that. Hey, I'm going to go online. Yeah, I've been online in a year and a half. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go back online now. All right. Open, grounded. Love that. But what I was telling my client's wife in that video was, I'm just sharing what works. Leading horse to the water. That's it. This is, my life has changed. My experience has completely changed. And I, you know, it was so impactful at 55, like a tattoo. But I'm not 58. I'm like, okay, got better. Like, kind of pleasantly surprised, but, you know, in a way I'm like, well, I kept doing everything I was doing. Now I'm doing it longer and I'm doing more stuff. Why wouldn't it get better? But then there's that part of me going, dude, did you think at like 55 you were going to have this experience? And then at 58, it was just going to get that much better? No. I mean, I literally could have died at 55 and been cool. Loved I felt that. And I said that. Like, I meant that. I didn't want to, but that's how I felt. And now I'm like, psh, yeah, I love my experience the last 3 years. And there's been a bunch of drama and a bunch of pain and a bunch of stuff. Tests. Who I was in those moments, I dug. How I've progressed, evolved, love. Who I am today, this version, psh, dig it. And again, that's why. That's why I'm willing to go back on the social media. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this now. This way, my way, this is what, you know, come to my will by the water. I sell. I don't know when I made that up, but I love that because it is. Now my Instagram account, all right, here, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, but everyone else is doing, yeah, don't care. I can't do that, couldn't keep up, don't wanna. But that's like the thing about that with my client. I'm sharing what works because I want you to get, because it's people that, you know, haven't lost weight ever. They have so, you know, they've created a space without the knowledge of allowing themselves not to change. To me, that's that. They've never been out of that cave. To lose 60, 80 pounds and walk the earth just for one day. If your head, again, if you've done all the head work in between the ears, which is more important than neck down, and it's time to do the neck down, lose weight, and you lost 60, 80, 100 pounds and you walk the earth, that's out of the cave, in the sunlight, in the warmth, smelling things, seeing things that you've never experienced before. But again, you just can bring them right to the water and jump up and down and going, I drank this water and this is how I feel and I would love it if you did. And then that's it. So little brother, who I call my little brother, Nikki. I am the godfather to his daughter, Natalie. He came back in town. He is a personal trainer, like got one client, this huge professional soccer player. And that's it. That's what he does. Lives in Milan now with my goddaughter and his other two children and his wife. And it was super, super dope seeing him. Because, again, it's weird because, you know, I don't hang out with a lot of people from the past. And, again, a great quote, you don't outgrow people. They're just aligned with older versions of you, and you've evolved, so you're not aligned anymore. And I'm like, but we, he came over, said, hey, I'm in town for a couple of days. Can I stop by? I said, stop by this, that. It went back and forth, and boom, he came over. And I'm like, hey, let's walk to the park with Zen. So just walked outside with Zen, walked to the park, sat down, and it was level of chat like I have with Scott. Like you could just tell we were both growing and being aware of our personal growth and questioning ourselves. And we started really agreeing on stuff and talking about stuff. And just it was just this great conversation. And it would, he's left, he's like, let's stay in touch. And I was like, yeah, I this is, you know, and I thought back to all these great moments, you know, from way back to when Natalie, who's now 16, you know, was born. You know, we were hanging out before that, you know, probably 18 years we've probably been, 19, 20 years we've probably been, you know, friends. So it was cool for him to be like, I would like to, you know, keep in touch with you. And I'm like, that's super cool. I wanted that. And again, I was open. I didn't go, okay, I want to have a great conversation because I want this, anything from it, but it just turned out to be this great thing. And then he shows me a picture of Natalie, and again I was at her when she was born, you know what I mean? So it's like I've seen this little girl, and then she moved like 3 years ago, so probably when she was like 12, 13, and he shows me a picture when she's 16 and she's absolutely beautiful, but like she's young, this young woman. I'm like, oh, I just missed her. And he goes like, she talks about you a lot and she misses you. And I'm like, I was gonna like reach out to her, but I don't want to be that, you know, because I didn't ever see my godfather, and I don't ever remember going, oh, I just really need a relationship with my godfather, you know what I mean? So it's like they moved away across the pond. Okay, I was like, I accepting of that, but would love to keep in touch with her. I have her, which is the last name of a person on my body tattooed, Natalie Rose. And it's like, because I just love her. Like, it was a dope experience because I was over there, I was hanging out with her, hanging out with the family. And then after a while, I think I was, they'd invite me over for Christmas dinner. And, you know, it was like kind of like, you know, a little secondary family for a while for me. And she's just a super dope girl. And the other two boys are super great as well. So, I mean, I love the whole family, but it was just this great moment. And then yesterday, Natalie reached out, and so we were chatting back and forth on Instagram, messaging each other. And I said, hey, what would you think about writing letters? And she's like, cool, here's my address. And it was like, that's what I kind of wanted to do with her. And it was just this, heart was full. I'm like, we're talking again. I'm in touch with her. I thought it would just be a cool, just a unique thing. And like 10 years, be going, oh, my goddaughter and I, you know, haven't seen each other in how long, but we write letters to each other. I just thought that would be like a cool, dope thing. And she was down for it. And she like all into dogs and volunteers at like a shelter. And she's like, say hi to Zen, and fulfilling, like my cup runneth over. And two last things. The book I also wanted to recommend, The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. I love like just everything about it. And this is like the, not the funniest thing, but he starts out and it's like the table of contents. And when they'd be like, okay, here's the chapters. I guess that's what they would say in most books, like 78 areas of thought. Just 78 areas of thought. And then there's a little forward and it's like, some ideas may resonate, others may not. A few may awaken an inner knowing you forgot you had. Use what's helpful. Let go of the rest. Like, that's what I say about the podcast. Like, exactly that thing. You know, if something resonates, take it. Leave the rest. But I love the book. I love the book, love the book, love the book. And the last thing is a little story about a fountain. Yep. Just a little home fountain. I've had a fountain in my home ever since I moved here. I turned mine on yesterday because I have one here. I got it like the first year I was here because I had one with my ex. And this is a dope one. Like, it looks kind of like old rustic wood, and it's got like four tiers, comes kind of out and around. Just drops to one level, and I put my own stones in each little level. And I just love it. But I don't know what it was, but yesterday I put it on. I'm like, oh, just that sun. And I went, and I had this total memory of I don't know, like second or third time I had moved the first year. Roommate didn't work out. I moved in with this person I'd never met. He was a lawyer, and it was a girl at the gym. And I didn't really know her that well, but she said, hey, I don't even know how we start talking, but she's like, I got this guy who's looking for a roommate. I'm like, really? So put him in touch, you know, pretty nice dude. And he's like, you know, here's the underground parking. I have a car there right now, but I'll get that moved. Here's the rent. And I was like, cool. So I moved in. And then I don't know how long it was after, but it was a few weeks, whatever. And I go, are you going to move that car? And he's like, yeah, I wish I could. So I didn't have a parking spot. And then he's like, yeah, I need damage deposit. I'm like, what do you mean damage deposit? You've lived here how long? I'm not going to give you damage deposit now. And you tell someone that up front. So it's like, it's just bad experience. And I don't know when it was, but I just one day just moved out. And for like the last 2 weeks me living there, I remember I would like open the front door and I go in really quietly and slowly and just beeline it to my bedroom door and close the door. And if I had to walk out and go to the kitchen once in a while, he'd put out a couple bills, like, so I would see him, and I would just push him under the pile of, I'm like, because I'm moving out in my head. I'm like, I'm not paying for anything. I'm gone. So I just pushed the bills back under the stack of papers, wouldn't talk to him, wouldn't acknowledge him, just never saw each other. And I remember going in my room and having this little, can't even remember what it looked like, but I just remember I had this little fountain, and I turned that on. And I had like a little TV and like a little stereo or something. I'm like, okay, this is it. I closed my door. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm in here. My fountain's on. It was like this safety thing. It was this comfortable little safety zone. But I just remember, and I'm like, I have actually two fountains now. And I'm like, do I always just love fountains, or does that fountain become really symbolic in my life? But I do dig it. And there's the story of me having a fountain for the last 25 years. All right, people, if you have any questions, comments, please holler at me. If you're interested in training, you can now follow me on Instagram. That's up. I should have a video or something up. This will come out Thursday, and this is the Sunday before. But yeah, if you hear this on this Thursday, there'll definitely be something on the my Instagram account. So again, questions, comments, now you can message me on Instagram or proupodcast@gmail.com. Want to share anything? Ask me any questions. Interested in training? I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And just remember, man, why I did all this is there was just something inside of me that didn't want to quit or give up. Meaning, on the positive note, I thought I was worth it. You are worth it. Hello, and welcome to Pro You Moment. Stoked you're here. And the whole episode today could have been entitled Little Things Done Consistently. And here we are. One of the key little things that we do consistently here at the Pro You Podcast. So let's begin to control those things that we can. Eyes closed, seated on the floor, legs folded if you can. Neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose, slow it down, elongate it. Allow the exhale out the mouth, slow it down, elongate it. That's our focus. That's the ebb and flow that we're going to stay connected to, connecting our mind to our body, keeping us present. Anything enters your head, the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well done. I feel good. How do you feel? I just do. And again, like, why would I be having a podcast right now if I didn't have something to share value and to feel good and be like, man, I did it. If I could do it, I mean, anybody can. That is truly the water I sell. If I can do it, you can do it. How'd you do it? Little things done consistently. How's it going? Better every day. Better every month. Every year. At 55, I thought I could. I knew I never felt that good. And I didn't think, well, hopefully I can feel better. I was like, I'm good. I stayed that way, I would have been fine. And I said that numerous amount of times. And here I am 3 years later, and I'm, fact, all got better. I'm better. Better version. I mean, that's literally the only reason I'm doing what I'm doing. Just like one person's gonna go, you know what? Yeah, he's not that special. If he could do it. He just did these little things and he kept doing it. He had that podcast for over 8 years. He just kept sharing them. All these little things he did. By the year five, year six, year seven, you could see he was changing. He got better. His focus changed. His experience changed. That's what I want. That's what I'm going to do. That's my hope. That's my wish. That's my prayer. Peace and God bless.